Want better seats at Summer Jam? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to upgrade you with dope seats. Come early to meet their healthcare advocates at 5 o'clock in the park outside UBS Arena. They're fighting for better healthcare for their friends, families, and communities. Join their movement for a chance to win. That's Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. at Summer Jam at UBS Arena. Ticket holders eligible only. May hop by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
One, two, three, four. 4 minutes of fire. New music premiere every month on the 4th. Four minutes of fire.
Welcome to 4 minutes of fire. The day is August 4th, 2023. And with us is
Kenzo
B. Welcome to the show, Kenzo.
I liked how you said that, but
I wanted you to finish. I wanted you to do the B. I wanted you Kenzo
okay,
B.
Let's do it again.
We've done enough.
Okay.
I had you on my shoulders. It's been a whole day with Kenzo B at the office. First time I met her, this woman's rapping on roller skates. Then she's hugging children at Summer Jam, and now we're climbing all around the office.
Yeah.
I love your energy. And I love your music.
Thank you.
So first question I usually ask anybody who comes on the 4 minutes of fire, because I consider this like an artist discovery platform.
Yeah.
If they don't know Kenzo B, what should they know about Kenzo B?
That I'm top two and I'm not two.
That you're top two and you're not two? When you say that, you know, I'm not going to get messy. I could get messy.
Yeah, don't get messy.
Yeah, I'm not getting messy.
We're not messy anymore.
Anymore.
But I would say that they should know that I'm different.
I'll say
I'm different.
I agree that you're different. And the way I'd say you're different is your style has drill influence, drill for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But your diction, like how you speak, is almost soft mannered.
Yeah.
It's not. Like, for example, last episode was a great episode. Shout out to Shai K. Shout out to Bandman Real. Shout out to Keona for bringing him through. And Keona's back. I'm going to throw a little applause button for you. They, obviously, big New York drill rappers, but they be screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And you, on the other hand, you're very poignant in your lyrical delivery, mm-hmm. and it's almost very soft.
Yeah.
What inspired your style to go in that direction? And did you play with any other styles before you got into drill?
In the direction of drill as a whole, or like in the direction of rapping drill, but doing it in a soft manner?
I was to say, before you got into drill, did you have other styles that you tried?
Yeah, I used to rap like, I call it real rap. I really don't know what to call it for real. But I really used to talk like pain music, struggle music, you know, stuff like that.
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
And even in that track that you just performed on 4 minutes of fire.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like in my intro track on my EP was a song that like I wrote that when I was 14. Mm. I wrote it. That's why it only goes up to 14.
Got it.
But that's the significance of the song. And that's just basically how I used to rap.
Yeah, and then what kind of, obviously, drill blew up at a certain time. You're young, so it was probably during your, like, formative taste-making mm-hmm. years, drill becomes the next big thing,
mm-hmm.
and then you become the next big thing in drill.
Yeah.
So take me to how you got to making drill music.
Literally, like, people know, I was around my brother, you know, D-Thing and them. So it was like, I was hearing it around. And then on top of that, I'm already someone who already knows how to rap. I already know that I can do music. So long story short, one day I was just bored in the crib probably. I really don't remember what made me want to write, but I just got the feeling like I'm going to find a beat and I'm going to write something. And then that's when I had wrote my Bump It freestyle. Actually, I did a freestyle before that I had posted, but I don't think people really know about it. But more or less what happened was someone had dissed me like in the drill scene. Someone had dissed me in the drill scene, and basically I had responded back in a freestyle. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, it was some calm shit. But from that, I knew people, like, I knew I could do some shit. So then, like I said, I was just in the crib one day and I wrote Bump It. And when I wrote Bump It, I hated that song for real. I had it for like a month before I even recorded it. But at first, I liked it. Like, the first few days I wrote it, I liked it because this is my first drill song. So now, yeah, all I'm proud of is that, all right, there's a sound that's going on, and then this is my first time doing it, and I matched the energy, I felt like. So I was proud, but I hated that song for real. I felt like it was mediocre. That's how I felt. Like, my lyrics and stuff was mediocre on there.
Well, that's a good tendency to have, like, to have that. Like, it's obviously not good to think negatively upon your own shit, mm-hmm, but if you think everything that you make is dope and amazing and fire, you're gonna fail, you yeah know? You have to be critical.
Like, be realistic.
But that's how I feel. And it's tough hearing you say that you don't like that song, because that might be someone who's listening to his favorite song.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, and it always happens like that. Look, but I had dropped Bump It in a snippet. You know what's crazy? I dropped that three times. Like, I teased it three times. Mm-hmm. I had posted a freestyle video where I was just like, put my phone up and I was just talking on the camera, mm-hmm, whatever. I had posted on Instagram. It went a little crazy. Then I had did a Triller. And then when I did my Triller, I had, that's what it's called?
No. I just remembered that it existed.
Oh.
I was like, shout out Triller.
Yeah, shout out Triller. But then I had did a Triller and I posted on Instagram, and that shit went crazy. Like, I went from like 1,000 followers to like 10K in like a week. Mind you, I didn't have no music out. So then I teased Bump It for a good 2 months. And then I had finally dropped it in February, and shit went crazy.
So, speaking of shit going crazy.
Yeah.
Summer Jam.
Summer Jam. I went crazy.
Do you even remember I interviewed you twice at Summer Jam?
Do I remember the interview? No.
Yeah,
I do remember the picture.
I interviewed you twice, and I took you to meet a child, a fan.
I remember the fan that I met, but I don't remember.
No, I interviewed you on stage right after you popped out at the main stage. We had a quick interaction when I interviewed you. And I also interviewed you after the festival stage. Both interviews can be heard on the Summer Jam Through the Years podcast, season 2, episode 4.
I did so much drops that day. I don't even remember.
You good.
I remember I was just like seeing the same shit. I was like, yo, I'm getting interviewed by so much people, like, and they asking like similar questions. I'm just like, yo, I'm saying the literal same
what I
shit.
Did. What I did was I gave you a real Bobo interview, like what you're referencing, where you just said the same shit you said to everybody else. But then after you did the main stage, I believe I ran up to you and I said, I knew you were popping out on the main stage, yeah, you motherfucker. Yeah. Why didn't you tell me that?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I do remember that one.
It was a quick 30 second
scream. And then I was
scream.
Like, I have stage training. And you was like, well, you were shaking ass up there. I definitely do remember.
So how have you been dealing with like stage fright and dealing with performance anxiety?
One, I noticed that I have been getting more comfortable with, like, performing. Not performing, but, like, in the studio, I usually don't really like people mm-hmm. in the studio with me.
Neither.
I usually go to the studio by myself. So, for me, I'm getting more comfortable, like, just going in the studio. I mean, going in the booth and actually making a song while people's around and stuff. Also, I'm getting more comfortable. Like, if my music is playing, and, like, somebody just, like, pull out the camera and try to record me, I'm forgetting them. But, like, I feel like all that ties into my stage fright because I'm shy.
Yeah.
So.
You can call that performance anxiety. You could call yeah. it just regular anxiety. You might just
yeah,
be anxious.
Yeah, that's what
anxious.
It is. Probably, like, it's probably performance anxiety for real.
Yeah. So I only got two more questions for you. Second to last is, outside of music and outside of, like, things you talk about in some of your songs, what do you do for fun? And I'm going to tell you things you can't say. I'm telling you things you can't say.
Okay.
eating, mm-hmm. traveling, mm-hmm. smoking, or working out.
Okay, I like to drive.
Couldn't goddamn agree more, but that's like surprising to hear someone from New York say that.
I like to drive. Like, that's been my thing. Like, it's either I'm home or I'm in my car.
Yeah.
And if I'm not in my car, I'm home or I'm doing something.
You're just in the car going home.
Yeah. Like, But I don't know. I've been like real obsessed with being good at driving lately. Like, I want to be sturdy.
Hey. And speaking of getting sturdy.
I'll be practicing.
Our last question for you is, mm-hmm. are you ready to do your 4 minutes of fire?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 minutes of fire. New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Elvis.
Like, top two and I'm not too, bitch. Kenzo. B. Look, when I'm down, tell me who can I call. Matter of fact, tell me who picking up. Who gon' ride with my back on the wall? Who gon' tell me keep going when I'm giving up? Not a soul and I know it. Got myself when I'm feeling my lowest. Fuck what they saying, gotta keep my focus. Need more than an M to my mama, I owe it. But listen, this shit that been stuck in my head that I cannot get over. And that shit keep fucking with my sleep. They still question why I'm never sober. The more I get high, the shit be feeling. I told Bando, don't worry about me, I'm a soldier. No, he don't want me caught up in the street, so I'm doing what bro always knew I could do. I'm running up the bag and fucking up the beat. You know I'm not in competition with nobody, cause I feel I'm past that. They all dissing and worry about competition. I'm just trying to send Brody a cash app. Make sure you should be on my mind, the reason I ain't speaking. I done felt pain, the reason I be tweaking. Ain't wanna switch, but they gave me a reason. And I gave them chances, but that shit repeated. Like, fuck that. Blame myself, cause like, how could I trust that? Fake friends, 59, you can't duck that. I call them Brody, you better not touch that. If you want water, then smoke, better up that. Trying to work on my reputation, but nobody can't play in my face. And they say you can't get out the hood, but I'm a demonstration. I don't need nobody slowing up my pace. Now when I start to get in my feelings, I pull me up. Trying to clear up my mind with the drink, cause when I start to sip, then I don't give a fuck. Like, and I know that these bitches be slime, I'ma keep it a buck. Niggas ain't shit, I be knowing what's up. I hold it down every trip, but who checking on me when this shit feel like too much to tuck? Like, now that I'm down, tell me who can I call. Matter of fact, tell me who picking up. Who gon' ride with my back on the wall? Who gon' tell me keep going when I'm giving up? Not a soul and I know it. Got myself when I'm feeling my lowest. Fuck what they saying, gotta keep my focus. Need more than an M to my mama, I owe it. Like, when I'm down, tell me who can I call. Matter of fact, tell me who picking up. Who gon' ride with my back on the wall? Who gon' tell me keep going when I'm giving up? Not a soul and I know it. Got myself when I'm feeling my lowest. Fuck what they saying, gotta keep my focus. Need more than an M to my mama, I owe it. Like,
Four Minutes of Fire. New music premiere every month on the 4th.
Like, Kenzo, B. If y'all bitches gonna be anything in life, top two and I'm not too, bitch. I want y'all to be fucking for real. With y'all weak ass niggas. Do it for the grand pussy in the streets ass niggas. Bird ass always choking out their beak ass nigga. He trying to argue cause he don't know what to eat ass nigga. Like, I ain't tripping over none of you hoes. You bitches catty. Y'all know that nigga sharing his clothes, still call him daddy. The bitches talking hot and still walking without a scatty. They just mad because I'm pretty petite and I got a fatty. But I'm over it cause I'm blowing, not just holding it. I need me some shit that's gonna keep resting. I'm not reloading it. And if I back out, knock up, believe me, I'm not just showing it. In any situation, I got it, then I'm controlling it. Like, look, I'm a 5-star bitch. I'm still heavy on the ghetto doing 5-star shit. Went from spinning in the J's and now I'm stepping in Louis. Fuck the clout and the fame, I still send bitches to the gooey. Yeah, I said it.
So what? Yeah, I said it. So what? Yeah, I said it. So what? Yeah, I said it. So what? Yeah, I said it. So what? Yeah, I said it. So what? Yeah, I said it. So what? So what? So what? So what? So what? So what? Cause y'all weak ass. Cause y'all weak ass ho. Cause y'all weak ass.
All this big money shit, but niggas jeans ain't that. Posting pics, dripping and juicing, and they giving it back. I ain't down in no nigga struggle, but just stop with the cap. How you gonna take me on a date? Can't even pick up the slack. Like, be for real, niggas be acting clueless. He can say he got a gun, but when the fuck he gonna use it? A nigga play with me, then he crazy, bossy or stupid. Like, imagine God just sent you a blessing, and then you and you bitches ain't safe. Y'all look stupid with a hate on y'all face, and y'all just mad a bitch that went from eating ramen to steak. Like, okay, it all depends on how you take it. Don't gotta be in a room, my name alone could get it shaken, and they hate it. But I'm still getting money, can't stop me from saying. I'm still a realest bitch to bring pressure up in my city. Fuck all the in the box. I'm too high up in the clouds to be arguing with bitches by the spotlight.
And that is Kenzo. Motherfucking B. Round of applause.
Top two and I'm not too big.
Top two and she's not two. Kenzo B. 4 minutes of fire.
Laura Styles here. Check out season two of Summer Jam Through the Years, available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood.
Summer Jam, it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on that Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life.
Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
Want better seats at Summer Jam? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to upgrade you with dope seats. Come early to meet their healthcare advocates at 5 o'clock in the park outside UBS Arena. They're fighting for better healthcare for their friends, families, and communities. Join their movement for a chance to win. That's Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. at Summer Jam at UBS Arena. Ticket holders eligible only. May hop by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.